Listener Production. Revamped post offices. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. More on that shortly, but first, bipartisan support for the Voice referendum. The opposition is expected to back a bill laying the legal framework. Their main concern was for equal funding for a yes and no at campaign. ABC strikes to roll on. This morning's Sydney program was suspended for an hour, but the next stoppage this afternoon will be even larger.
Just filling in because of some industrial action being taken by ABC staff at the moment. It may impact some of your regular programs throughout the day.
Staff are demanding double-digit pay rises. Oscar winner Gwyneth Paltrow is in court. She's being sued over a skiing crash in Utah back in 2016. And Australia Post is trialling change rooms in some post offices. It is to allow customers to try on their online purchases before taking them home. The first concept store will be launched in Orange in New South Wales later this year. The Crows will appeal Shane McAdam's three-match ban that was upheld at the tribunal tomorrow night. Club footy director Mark Ricciuto says they want answers over why the tribunal graded a similar bump from Melbourne's Cozzy Pickett but was worth a week less.
How the tribunal are trying to justify it is they're trying to say that Pickett's hit was a glancing blow. That's the word they've used.
Switching codes and the Dolphins' bid to get Felice Kaufusi off in time for Friday's Battle of Brisbane has backfired. The enforcer will miss the next four matches after his dangerous contact charge was upheld. Storm fullback Jerome Hughes was also unsuccessful, missing the next fortnight. And Aussie tennis star Chris O'Connell has crashed out in qualifying at the Miami Open.